And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy 4th of July. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. And I'm hoping you're up, getting ready to go to the beach, packing up your stuff, getting a plan for the day, or maybe just sleeping in. Whatever it is, I hope that you have a fabulous 4th of July today. That happens to be one of my favorite songs, Ray Charles, who's one of my all-time favorite singers, America the Beautiful. So a lot going on today, but one of the, for me, 4th of July equals several things. It's baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and fireworks. So first off the bat, let's talk about fireworks. Lots of fireworks shows going on in our community all across the Gulf Coast, from Navarre to Mobile, but we have a very special event that is coming up tonight, and the people that are in charge of that event, the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, as well as our friends from the Pensacola Young Professionals. So Todd Thompson, who I know is super busy today, President and CEO, is kind enough to call in to chat with us about tonight. Happy 4th of July, Todd.
Hi, Meg. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad that you were willing to either get up early or put your business aside today to come and join us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had you on the show earlier in the week with Anna, who's the president of the Pensacola Young Professionals, and y'all have a partnership now. Tell us a little bit about how the Pensacola Fireworks now has changed a little bit in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really changed that much other than the Greater Pensacola Chamber and the Pensacola Young Professionals now collaborate to bring the show to you every year. We just took it over, and there was kind of a playbook that Shortoma gave to us on how things work, and we took it and ran with it, and we're just very excited to be able to be a part of this again and to bring the show, and it looks like the weather's looking good, and excited for an exciting evening.
It's going to be so much fun, and I can really relate to watching that weather like a hawk. Having
right.
been a part of the fireworks out on the beach the last few years, and you really do, you get neurotic. You're just watching that percentage of rain all day long, but it looks like it's going to be, I think, left around 96 today possibly, and it's going to be beautiful tonight. Now, a lot of the festivities are happening downtown Pensacola. I saw them. They were down there yesterday setting everything up, and one of the things I make sure our listeners know about is that we are going to be simulcasting with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and I believe that starts the fireworks at 9, so I think the fireworks starts right at the simulcast starts right at 9 o'clock, and it's so exciting because they'll be playing patriotic music in sync with the actual rockets.
Yeah, and a key thing to know about that is, for it to work, you need to have your radio.
Yes.
To simulcast it with, because Captain Chris at 98.7 and Pyro Shows, who does the fireworks, they have worked together to make sure everything's synchronized, the music, the fireworks. So it works with the radio. It does not work streaming on the app because the app lags a little bit.
Right.
So that's, you know, if you're going to have, you know, the music, have a radio, it's going to work much better that way. And make it much more enjoyable.
So definitely bring an FM radio with you of some kind, some way to access it. Because like you said, it throws it off. So they'll be, you know, Katy Perry will be singing boom, 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 and and your radio is going to be about seven beats behind. So
exactly.
Yeah. It's a very cool thing. And also, what's kind of fun about this is that we also coordinate with the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and they have the fireworks at the same time. So if you can get your boat in just the right spot, you could probably see two fireworks displays at once.
Yeah, and I mean, from where we sit downtown Pensacola, we can see both.
Oh, you can? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Looking towards the beach. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so in preparation for that, right before the fireworks, we'll be broadcasting here on News Radio 92.3, starting, I believe, at 7 o'clock for the Sparks and Stars, the symphony that's going to be performing right next to the Blue Wahoo Stadium at the amphitheater.
Yes. And right. So they'll be starting up at 7:30.
Uh huh.
And there's also activities at Blue Wahoo Stadium for the kids.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, Peter Murger and the symphony will be set up at Community Maritime Park. They'll start at 7:30. Activities for the kids at Blue Wahoo Stadium. We will be set up at 5 o'clock. We'll start at 5 o'clock.
That was my next question.
Bayfront Parkway.
Okay.
Yeah, Bayfront Parkway will be closed from basically the FP&L building at Gregory Street all the way over to just short of Palafox Street over near the Fish House. So we'll have food trucks set up. We've got some ice cream trucks, lemonade. So we've got lots of good food and treats. So that'll be at 5. And, you know, just come on down, find a parking space, set up anywhere you want along Bayfront in that area that's going to be shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get you some good food, get you a good spot. And like you said, you know, things will start at 9 o'clock with the fireworks. And, you know, just again, yeah, bring your radio. Tune to 98.7 Cat Country and enjoy the show.
Yeah, and I understand that the vendors said they would be staying a little bit after the show, too, I think, till around 10 o'clock as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be good.
But we do need to clear out by 10, you mm-hmm. know, just to get traffic flowing again on Bayfront. Mm-hmm. Two things we do ask people not to bring. One, do not bring your pets. Because, you know, how especially dogs and fireworks, that doesn't always work out very well. And then please don't bring your own firecrackers or, you know, anything like that. It just can be dangerous with that many people. Pensacola Police Department will be in the area and monitoring that. But those are really the only two things we ask that you don't bring pets, and don't bring your own firecrackers.
Okay, that's a very good point. We're talking with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break here for a couple minutes, and then we'll be back with more details about the festivities today and the fireworks. Can you stick around with us for a bit, Todd?
Sure.
Okay, great. We'll be back here with News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk on the 4th of July. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to you and your family and friends and all your pets. And we have Todd Thompson with us this morning. He is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And one of his responsibilities is being in charge of the fireworks tonight. No pressure there, Todd.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No, we're very excited.
I know.
Very excited for tonight.
And they are partnering with the Pensacola Young Professionals. Lots of people are involved to make this happen. They were there yesterday, I understand, already setting everything up, getting it prepped. Can you give us kind of an update on how all that works?
Yeah, so the name of the company that does most of the shows really along the Gulf Coast, they're called Pyro Shows out of Tennessee. And, yeah, they get in, you know, a few days early. I do want to give a special thank you to the Port of Pensacola, in the city of Pensacola for allowing us to set up and use the port for the fireworks. Without that, we would have to go to some great lengths to get some backup, but being able to shoot them off from the port is makes things a lot easier. So they get out there and they set everything up, and it'll be they probably do some last minute preparations here today, but most of all, it's pretty well set, and they'll light them off tonight at about 9 o'clock.
It sounds so exciting. And if you're listening this morning to Pep Talk and you have a question for Todd about the fireworks, feel free to text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Also, there's a great website that they've set up, PensacolaFireworks.com. It has all the details, even has a map for the parking so you can figure out where you need to park and that kind of thing. It lists all the sponsors there. There's probably, 20, 30 sponsors it looks like from the community that are donating to make this happen, because fireworks, my friends, are not cheap anymore. They are very, very expensive. So the TDT dollars helped to pay for this with the Tourist Development Council, and so with so much of gratitude to them for helping us to make this happen. So Todd, talk a little bit about, for somebody maybe that's visiting from out of town or they've just come to the area, can you give some advice on maybe, like, if you were taking your family for the first time to the Pensacola fireworks, what time do you think they should get down there to park? Any suggestions on how to navigate all of this?
Yeah, so, everything will be set up by 5 o'clock. So I would recommend, especially if it's your first time and you're not familiar with the area, getting into downtown around that time and finding a parking spot. It's just, going to have to be able to find parking where you can and, bring some patience, because there will be a lot of folks around. But, bring your chairs, you can bring a tent. Bring your food and snacks and drinks.
You can bring a cooler.
We'll have food trucks, but we'll also have, lemonade stands set up, ice cream, those types of businesses as well.
Where will they be set up, Todd? Are they going to be on Palafox? Are they going to be along Bayfront? Where would we be able to find the food trucks?
Two areas where the food trucks primarily will be. One is Bartram Park, so a little bit farther to the west, and then back to the east around 9th Avenue and Bayfront, right there at Veterans Memorial Park.
So, great. Okay.
Two areas to check out all the different food trucks. We spread them out a little bit just so it doesn't get too crowded.
No, that's very smart, and that's far enough apart. And you can expect from that whole distance on Bayfront Parkway, from about 17th Avenue and Three Mile Bridge, all the way west past the Wahoo Stadium, is probably the best viewing zone, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's, kind of have to do a little, searching a little bit just to see what's best. Obviously, some people like being very close to the port where they're shot off, just because it's kind of cool to be that close and see the actual flares go up from the port. Some folks like to be a little bit farther away and get the full panorama, because you'll be able to see the bridge. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's red, white, and blue again. It really is spectacular to see the bay with the fireworks and the bridge lit up, and like I said, so you can see some other fireworks shows in the distance. So it really is a spectacular scene, and something that, hopefully, if you have not experienced it before, would highly recommend coming on down and enjoying it.
It's just such a wonderful celebration. Y'all do a great job putting all this together. This doesn't happen overnight. This is something that's well over a year in the planning every year. And just a tip, you mentioned the bridge. We mentioned this the other day. Don't get any ideas about parking on the 3 Mile Bridge, although that'd be a great vantage point. But you can walk. You can walk up there. So that's okay. And again, a reminder, don't bring pets at all. And really, don't bring any fireworks, firecrackers, any kind of fire, like portable stuff with you, because they will ask you to leave, right?
Oh, yeah. PPD will be very vigilant about that. It's just, you know, don't want any injuries or anything as a result of someone bringing their own firecrackers and shooting them off. So
right.
Ask you to keep those at home, and just come down and enjoy the fireworks that we'll be providing and doing all the work for you.
Well, Todd, I know how busy you are. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show this morning. I know what it is to have a big event like this coming up, so you've got a little bit of time here to prepare. I'm assuming y'all are probably ready. Is there anything we didn't mention this morning that you'd like to let our listeners know about tonight?
The only other thing I'd mention is if you're going to come and watch by boat, which some people do, to keep 1,200 feet from the port. And we will be monitoring that as well, just, you know, in abundance of caution, you know, just stay that far off the port, just for safety's sake. We don't want any incidents there either. So if you're coming by boat, 1,200 feet, but come enjoy. That's also a great way to enjoy the fireworks.
Great. It really is fun to see it. I got to do that last year. When you see it from the water and you're right underneath the fireworks, it's really beautiful. So we're going to have a clear night.
Yeah,
everything's
cool.
Ready. It's just the coolest. Can't thank you enough, Todd, for all that you do for our community. We really appreciate you. And again, you can listen to Cat Country 98.7. We'll be broadcasting live music with the show, simulcasting it to every rocket, which is really cool. And as you said, be sure and bring that FM radio with you. Don't stream it, right?
Right.
Okay, and then also, just so you know, you want to be safe, so don't bring the pets with you. Don't have your own fireworks. There'll be plenty to see up in the sky. So thank you, Todd, so much.
Exactly.
Appreciate you. Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Happy 4th, Meg. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We've been chatting with Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Pensacola Young Professionals, are presenting the fireworks tonight for Pensacola. You can find out everything you need to know at PensacolaFireworks.com. And I'll be back in just a few minutes with a few more celebrations happening in our community. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on the 4th of July on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.